Hello and welcome to the Seance with me, Pete Wiggs, and James Dum Papadimitri.
And it's time once again for us to convene in the parlour for another eclectic thrash upon the astral. And I believe it's time for you to open with the pop this week, Mr. Wiggs.
I have a disparate and varied bag of weirdness with me today, and some odd music as well. And we're going to start, this isn't that odd anyway, but this is the Dim Stars and the Dim Stars theme.
Thank you.
Julia Holter there, and Goddess Eyes. We played some Julia Holter last year. Do you remember that kind of deadpan? It's called Try to Make Yourself a Work of Art that I played last year, and you compared the vocal to the vocal from Knife Slits Water by a certain ratio.
That's right, yes. Thank you.
Well, she's slung out another album. She's looking kind of prolific thus far, and it's called Ecstasis. And I was trying to work out whether I liked it as much as last year's Wonderful Tragedy release. And on second listen, I think I'd like it more. I think that track's actually on it in a different version, Goddess Eyes. But anyway, Julia Holter. And what's the story with Dim Stars that we had on before?
Oh, yeah, they're a kind of early 90s supergroup with Richard Hell and another member of the Voidoids, plus various people like Thurston Moore and Steve...
Shelley,
yeah, from Sonic Youth, and some bloke from Gumball. His name I can't remember. But yeah, I like that.
Good gear. You're listening to The Seance on RadioReverb.com 97.2 FM.
And now some more new music from young people, or young person, in fact, because I hate saying dubstep. I never know.
Anyway. The genre formerly known as dubstep.
Yeah, well, this is kind of more bonkers and out there. It's pretty good. Reach the Sun by... DVA or DeVar. Depending how old you are.
There in one of their rare moments without Marky Smith taking care of lead vocal. In fact, the vocal in that case was handled by Simon Dingo Archer, who also plays banjo and various other bits and pieces on their Mighty Heads Roll album. That's called Trust in Me. Kind of divides Fall fans down the middle. Some can't bear it, and others think it's great. And I fall into the latter camp very much so. What was the name of the tune that you furnished us with beforehand?
Oh yes, the DVA or Devar track was Reach the Sun, and very fine it was. I enjoyed that Fall. I used to love the Fall, but I stopped buying the records in about 1984.
Right. Okay. Well, they're still reliable.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, I thought it was great. Moving swiftly on to something very different. Well, someone else I used to love when I was young, Tim Hardin.
Right.
And this song nearly always makes me cry. So,
Hankies at a ready.
Yeah, it might do. It's a version of If I Knew. He's done a couple of different versions, and this one is on. I don't know if it's only on this compilation, but I've got it on a compilation called Simple Songs of Freedom.
I think I've got two versions of it on a compilation, I think.
Yes, there are two on that one, but there's another version somewhere anyway. Right. Anyway, this is the one I love, and there's a really hack edit towards the end where the strings come in, but it still gets you.
Like its charm.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
carry all I need in a basket of needless sorrow, sorrow. Become heavy from a waiting home, what seem always to come on. Come on, my love. Has the one I've been waiting on become further away? Oh, almost gone. Out of reach for me. Has the distance left to go become further away? Far too much for me to know. The sea with no beach for me. If I'm on an ocean without an edge of sand, is there any reason in trying? If you give me a thankful sight of land, your arms, I believe I could hold back my crying. Give me a thankful sight of land, I believe I could stop all my crying, my crying.
Not a dry eye in the house. But yeah, it's a kind of later Tim Hardin song, but one of his finest, I think.
Yeah, it's lovely. And now it's jarring contrast time. Time to grab yourself a goat, a couple of chickens, preferably one white, one black, because the moon's out and we're heading to the hills. It's pack of three time.
Thank you. so sharp. And you know I won't go. You know I won't go. Well, I don't wanna go.
You won't go.
The corporation's boiling over. Everybody's taking over. And I'm back in flesh. Back in flesh. Back in flesh. Back in flesh. Back in flesh.
Thank you.
There you go then, prompted by nothing in particular, except perhaps stumbling randomly across the first track the other day. That is a Voodoo-tastic pack of three, dedicated to our burgeoning Haitian listenership. And yeah, we kicked off with Wall of Voodoo and Back in Flesh from the Dark Continent, their 1981 album. In the middle, we had a bit more of that post-dubstep action from Zombie, and that was called Natalia's Song, and we finished with The Pretty Things from their classic SF Sorrow from 1968, and Baron Saturday, named after the voodoo loir or deity, who made a pretty hip Bond villain as Baron Samedi, to use the correct French, in Live and Let Die. Remember that? My first Bond movie I went to see at the Flicks.
Same here. My dad took me. He surprised me.
Same
told
here.
Us we were going to the supermarket. And took us to the Odeon.
Oh, what a blinding surprise.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But then every time we went to the supermarket, I was really disappointed after that, because we weren't going to the cinema. And I was very jealous when I met Sarah, who's in the band I'm in. Her dad was an assistant director on that film, and she spent our holidays on the set with Roger Moore and lots of weird voodoo stuff.
Wow. And I suppose the supermarket is a bit of a come down the week after, isn't it? What with there being a dearth of sword-wielding voodoo deities leaping out from behind the frozen goods. At least there was last time I was in Asda. You're listening to The Seance on RadioReverb.com, 97.2 FM, with Pete Wiggs and Dum.
And it's been a bit of a musical journey tonight, today, or whenever. Bit of a short one, maybe, but an enjoyable one, hopefully. I'm probably playing for the wrong reasons. I kind of find it quite funny. And can you imagine having a dinner party and inviting people around and putting this on quite loud?
And shattering the ambience.
Yes, just standing by the fire, drinking wine and waiting for people to start discussing what we were listening to.
A large gentleman, that reminds me, and I'm putting this on.
So it's a kind of French poetry with guitar.
Played with Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera and Black Eyed Peas at Continental Airlines. He plays with the Breaks, Dave Diamond Bounce, Magic Kim, Hammy Paul Bond, Matthew James Murphy and Joe Parker at the Bitter End. He played with Commandante Zero, Third Gently and Brian Cartner at C Notes. He played with Tom Frayne at Stefan Tuckhouse. He played with Matt Larry, the Holy Ghost, Esther Drunk at Macquarie Lounge. He played with Cool Hand and Trill Hay at Maxwell's. He played with Del Pedro and the Red Concert at Luna Lounge. He played with Don Bailo, Vizio, Pseudo Heroes, Amazombies and Tramps at CDGB. He played with the Fobs, Fright Train and David Kirbybone at Tobacco Road. He played with Kate Laron, the Purple Cycle and Wendy Kaplan at the Cottage Room. He played with Grand Buffet at Pianos. He played with Gat Hill and Andrew Hand at Parkside Lounge. Lawrence Arms, No More Black, and Colossal at Knitting Factory. He played his Piece of Eight at Knitting Factory Top Bar. He played his Plastic Heist, Atomic Missiles, Jonathan Wright's Downs, Bellevue, Scotty Man and Epic at Acme Underground. He played his Dave Blinney's Balance at 55 Bar. He played with Doug Powell at South Street Seaport. He played with Shadow Dance, Sparrow's Point, Silver Tide, Cold Days and Russ Eberts at Don Hills. He played with Phil Roy at Fez. He played with Louis Taylor and David Jacobs Train at Printing Factory Old Office. He played with What About Frank, Ton of Bricks, Downfall, Sprinkle Jennies and Fuller at Continental. He played with Ben Wither at Pete's Candy Store. He played with the War Band at Café War. He played with Zap at Jackie Robinson Park. He played with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Stephen Tuckhouse. He played with Z Wheeler and Bon Haley at Knitting Factory Top Bar. He played with Mark Ribot, Ike Mori, Catherine Jonio, Ned Rodenberg at Tonic. He played with East End Songwriters Guild at Stephen Tuckhaus. He played with Nancy at Last Project at Continental. He played with Blue Country at Lena Lounge. He played with Mark Elliott, Tony Malabi and Tom Rainey at Sweetville. He played with Tavares, Carol Douglas, the Tramps at West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. He played with Passion Higgins, Dave Gibson and Andy McLeod at Swing 46. He played with Jonathan Brooke at Stephen Tuckhaus. He played with Anthony Coleman at Barbes. He played with Ingrid Jensen Quartet at Tonic. He played with Ahmad Jamal Trio at Iridium. He played with Jackie Paris Quartet at Jazz Sundar. He played with Reagan Vision at Stephen Tuckhaus. He played with Ray Vega, Latin Jazz Band at Fairfax. He played with Jimmy Cliff and Chuck Shine at the Hampton House. He's in Ireland. Postal Service. He's 528 Palisade Pier. He's at Pacific Palisade. He's in California. It is clear. It is 10 p.m. It is December 2.
There you go, not one to fade out gently, that little slab of sonic wonder. That being Andro, which is the opening track from Replica, the wonderful current album by 10 Tricks Point Never. I liked Returnal, the previous album, but this one totally burns it for me. And I'll be playing some more of that in the future. I don't know why I haven't got around to it yet, actually, but we'll certainly be playing some more here on the Seance. And what do we have before that?
Oh, yeah, the soundtrack to my mind's dinner party was Anne James Chaton, which is a bloke, or a very deep-voiced woman, with Alva Noto and Andy Moore. And that track was called Chapitre 6. On stage.
Took me by surprise, that being on the Rasta Noton label. They're normally responsible for some very beautiful, clipped, very minimal in presentation as well as sound, electronic music.
Yeah, that one's kind of one of the more noisy-ish inverticums ones on the album. I really like that. I could listen to that.
It's excellent.
And force it on other people.
I like Liszt songs.
Yeah. Brahms. I don't know. Anyway, moving swiftly again. This is a Pill song, or Public Image, that you don't hear very often, possibly for a good reason. Well, you do hear it a lot if you saw the film Hardware, because it's in it a lot. But
is it?
Yeah. Do you ever see that?
What, that Richard... what was his name? Stanley, was it?
Yeah.
He didn't do a lot else after, did he? No.
Cheapo horror film.
Yeah, yeah.
This is called The Order of Death. It will make you think of it now.
This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. We'll be right back.
Manage you and to adopt discipline is what the world needs today, baby. Every discipline, you know.
Not true.
Everywhere you go.
Every discipline I
have.
Well, watch your man. War in the east and a war in the west. War in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. Tell you what a terrible bout, yeah. Tell you what a terrible bout. Crazy Joe, get them out, yeah. Natty Dread Doom Baruch as a member tomorrow. Him too like sorrow. Natty Dread don't trust cause him don't like the rush. And him don't use the brush. Until you say a shiny brush, what a terrible brush, yeah. We out of sight, not the have up in might. Not the have by sight, not the trade don't fight, yeah. Well watch ya man. Not the good day under discipline. Every discipline's what the world needs today, baby. Discipline, you know. Heavy and a heavy discipline. Heavy discipline, not the good
they
and a.
Don't understand.
Well, watch ya, man. Manage you and to adopt discipline's what the world needs today, you know. The discipline, a discipline, heavy discipline, yeah. Discipline's what the world needs today. And etiquette, you know. But one of the noblest things a man can do is to do the best he can. Yeah. War in the east and a war in the west. War in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. What a terrible bout. Watch your man, not you. Trade don't trust cause him don't like the rush. And him don't use the brush cause a shiny brush. Yeah. A war in the east and a war in the west. War in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. Crazy Joe, get them out. And what a terrible bout, yeah. Well watch ya man. Manage you and to adopt discipline's what the world needs today. Natty good day under discipline, heavy discipline. Good day under discipline, manners and etiquette, you know. Yeah.
Excellent. The late, great Prince Farai with Under Heavy Manners, bringing us to the close of yet another seance. You can join us down for a few sharpeners at the Sidewinder Pub, which is at 65 St James Street. At the Chemtown end of this fine parish. That'll be on Good Friday, 6th of April, 8 till 2, and there'll be the usual combat drinking, gaps you can drive a bus through, and
mumbling, muttering, yeah, drivel,
the usual,
incoherent.
The usual, really.
Talking over each other.
Come and say hello, it'll be a hoot. And yeah, also don't forget, in the meantime, you can catch us, our archive, and you can fling abuse in our direction via the-seance.com.
So we'd love to see you at the Sidewinder, Good Friday, don't forget, it's free, and there'll be great merriment.
And 3 days off afterwards for existential despair afterwards. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, bye.